Hi everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Laura.
So what is your workspace like, or what is your work environment like?
Actually, I go to different places to work. Like sometimes like I do filming here, and sometimes I can work anywhere. I work at home sometimes, I work in the office.
Coffee shops.
I love working in coffee shops because it's pretty chill, and you know, I do a lot of writing because I have to prepare a lot of things before I come here for filming and also for my teaching. You know, I teach also. Yeah.
So you like a more relaxed environment.
That's true.
Do you prefer to work at home or an office?
I don't know. A bit of both, I guess. Like, I don't want to work at home all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes I want to go and meet people like you. I love working with Tiffany, my favorite coworker of all time.
Really?
I know, because you're so pretty.
Did I get a gold star?
Yeah, of course, totally. And also, she's like a great friend, one of my best friends. So, yeah, sometimes it's great coming to work, you know, working in an office. But sometimes, yeah, you just want to relax and
work at
home.
Yeah, you're lazy to go to work and you want to stay at home.
It's a bit of both.
But I guess we're lucky because we get the ability to choose.
That's true. Sometimes people have
to go to an office. Mm-hmm. But this is what we're going to be looking at. We're going to look at a new way to work. And let's take a look at the article to find out more.
Reading.
Co-working, a new way to work. Imagine a cafe full of people, talking, drinking, and listening to music. That's pretty common, right? Now imagine that all those people are really at work. They are busy starting projects, contacting clients, and writing up business plans. This is co-working. Co-working means a shared working place, but with independent activity. Unlike in a regular office, the people who use these spaces usually don't work for the same company. Co-working is largely done by people who work at home, travel often, or do freelance work. They value a shared space that lets them get away from the distractions of working at home. They also enjoy the kind of community that co-working provides. Most co-working communities are started by organizing informal co-working events in living rooms, cafes, or other such places. These communities can then move to spaces meant only for co-working. Such places exist all over the world, with over 700 of them in the U.S. alone.
Okay, the article first starts with, imagine a cafe full of people talking, drinking, and listening to music. That's pretty common, right? So when you imagine something, it means to think of a mental image or concept. So you're thinking to yourself. You're imagining things in your head.
Wow, 一开始客人就带到我们在一个想象的空间一个画面了。他说 imagine blah blah blah， 就是想象一间咖啡厅里面的人在说话啦，喝饮料，听音乐。其实这画面还蛮常见的，对吧？的确啊，每次我们去咖啡厅，我们当然就是看到这样子哦。那除了 imagine this， we could also say picture this， 就是想象这个画面。It's actually a great opening for public speeches or presentations.
Because actually people think about these things. Okay, so the article then says, now imagine that all those people are really at work.
Wow, that's
really interesting.
I would love that. Okay. Yeah. 接着呢，这个文章又带我们进入另外一个层次，说，但是现在请想象，它同样用到 imagine 这个字来表示想象。这些人其实都在工作哦。
Okay. The article says they are busy starting projects, contacting clients, and writing up business plans. This is co-working. Okay. Let's first take a look at our vocabulary word, client. C-L-I-E-N-T. It's a noun and it means it's a person or an organization that uses the service of other professional people. For example, if you're going to get your hair cut, then you are the client at the salon. The same thing happens with other businesses. If you need legal advice or if you need the help of a lawyer, then you are the client.
OK， 所以接着呢，课文又在补充说明说，原来这些人呢，他们在怎么样着手进行工作计划哦。像是呢，他们会怎么样 contacting clients， 就是联络客户，然后呢，这个草拟这个商业企划书，哎，这些就叫做 co-working， 就是共同工作。
That's a new word.
Right, I love this word. OK， 其中我们看到了 client 这个字哦，就是刚刚 Tiffany 老师所解释，有着客户或者是还有顾客的意思。那通常我可以想到就是 right like a lawyer's clients or maybe accountants， 可能像会计师、
right.
如果我们去会计事务所，诶，我们去的话我们就是他的 client。
Right. So these people in this office space are talking to their clients, or we can also, they're kind of like customers as well. They're also doing something called, they're writing up business plans, okay? Mm-hmm. What does write up mean? Well, let's take a break and let's look at our shortcut for you to learn more.
Shortcut for you.
Hey, what are you doing?
Are those love letters?
Very funny. I'm writing up an article for a magazine.
Writing up? Mm-hmm. I thought we write down things.
To write up means to write something.
I see. Write up means 撰写文章、报告等。
That's right. I have to write up this article tonight.
That must be tiring.
It is.
What's the article about?
How to spend less time writing and more time enjoying your life.
Yeah, that sounds like something you might write up.
OK, 刚刚呢我们的 Shortcut for You 教我们的呢是 write up 这个片语，就是撰写像是文章啦或者是报告等等。
Right, the article then says,Co-working means a shared working place, but with independent activity. Wow, I really like this
so
idea.
Cool.
Yeah. So what does independent mean? I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N-T. It's an adjective and it means free from outside control. So we can think about this according to countries.
Yes.
For example, countries like the USA and France are independent countries. They aren't controlled by other countries. Instead, they have control over themselves.
不知道大家是不是跟我和 Tiffany 老师一样非常喜欢 co-working 这个概念呢？所谓的 co-working 就是共同工作，指的就是人们分享共同的工作空间，可是呢他们是独立的执行工作。这里我们来看一下 independent 这个形容词，其实就是用来表示独立的，因为一般在口语当中常常用来形容某一个人的个性很独立。For example, I think Tiffany is a very independentperson， 就是他想要去哪就去哪，做什么就是做什么。OK， 那有时候呢，我们可以用 independent thinker， 就是他的想法是非常独立思想的人，或者是 somebody leads an independent life， independent life。OK， 就是如果他过着非常独立的生活，我们就可以这样子说。那不过我们回到刚刚的课文，或是像 Tiffany 老师还有补充说明到，像有时候呢 ，independent 还可以用来形容像是工作啦。或者是像是 countries independent countries， 像是刚刚我们提到是法国跟美国，他们两个就是彼此都是独立的国家。
Right, we are independent women.
Yay,
you can say that as well.
Of course.
All right. So next, the article says, unlike in a regular office, the people who use these spaces usually don't work for the same company. So it means that, you know, for example, maybe I can work for McDonald's and you work for Starbucks, but we're still in the same place and we're still doing our same.The same thing, or different things, I mean.
I love that idea. And then we can still be friends, and maybe we could, like, share food and drink.
Yeah, and it's more relaxed, I think.
Yeah, I know, it's less tension. Okay.所以呢，相较于在一般的办公室哦，使用这个共同工作空间的人，通常呢，其实都不是为同一个公司工作。哎，
Next, the article says co-working is largely done by people who work at home, travel often, or do freelance work. Okay, so when you do freelance work, like maybe what Laura and I do, freelance means you're self-employed and are hired by different companies for a particular assignment. So a lot of times, graphic designers, they do freelance work. So they can be hired by different companies, but to do different kinds of designs, maybe for cutouts or for billboards or other things.
That's true. OK, 我们来看一下哦，选择共同工作的人大多是在家工作啦，或者是常常出差啦，或者呢，哎，跟我跟 Tiffany 老师很像的，就是怎么样 ？Freelance， OK， 就是自由接案的工作者。Freelance 其实是个形容词啦，就是表示自由接案的。一般我们会说 We are freelancers。OK， 我们后面会加一个 R， 就是我们都是自由接案的人 OK Yeah, like what you were saying 其实像是 graphic designers 很多我认识的美编或者是像是photographers 摄影师 OK 他们通常呢其实也是 freelancers 他们可以从不同的公司接到不同的案子 OK 所以呢他们是帮很多不同公司工作这些都是很棒的 freelancers
That's right Next the article then says They value a shared space that lets them get away from the distractions of working at home Okay, so it's good to work at home but sometimes you might get distracted by your bed or by the TV
or lazy
Right. So it's good that you get away from that and you can actually focus on doing work. Okay, they value this space. When you value something, it means to consider something or someone to be important. For example, I really value this ring because it is a gift from my grandmother. Okay, value doesn't mean it has to be something very expensive. It just has to mean a lot to a person.
That's true, okay. 所以呢，回到课文，他提到的是这些人都非常的 value, 非常重视一个共享的空间，同时呢，可以让他们怎么样远离在家工作的一些干扰。我们先来看一下 value 这个动词，刚刚提到就是重视的意思。那其实你可以 value 不是很昂贵的东西，甚至于呢是不能用金钱去计算的，像是时间 time. For example, she values the time she spends with her family.她非常重视她跟她家人相处的时间或者有时候呢我非常重视我的朋友的意见 So I really value my friend's advice or opinions Okay 那另外呢 value You can also use this word as a noun 你可以当作名词来用就有着价值比如说诶我跟你的人生的价值观不同 We have different values in life 我就可以这么说啦那刚刚有提到就是它可以让你怎么样 get away 就是可以逃离或是离开 distractions right
yeah to get away from distractions so a distraction is something that takes away your attention or focus so for maybe for guys if they see a pretty girl that's a distraction for them they get there's another way to say distracted right
that's right okay distraction 刚刚我们用到是名词的分心的事情人事物那如果你很容易被就是什么东西感到分心你可以说 I get distracted easily 我们来看一下 distracted 就是分心的所以容易分心就是 get distracted easily
Next the article then says they also enjoy the kind of community that co-working provides
Okay, 没错其实有时候你看到 If you see somebody who's really hardworking You kind of feel Oh, okay, I gotta work hard too 所以他们也非常重视 community 是一个社群的一个概念哦、
And you get to meet all different kinds of people
I know, that's so cool
I think that's really great
And actually, yeah, that's even better for connections, right? 人脉或者 social networking 可能会更好
We need to look into this
I know, we should
We should be co-workers together
I know, and then meet other cool people
That'd be fun
Okay
Okay, next in the article says, most co-working communities are started by organizing informal co-working events in living rooms, cafes, or other such places. So these things just come because people naturally come together, okay? We see the word organize, O-R-G-A-N-I-Z-E, and it means to put together in a more systematic order. For example, we can say John likes to organize his books according to the author's names.
OK, 我们看到课文提到就说啊，这个大多数的共同工作社群呢，都是其实从这个安排非正式的活动开始，可能像是在哪里客厅啊，或者是咖啡馆啦，或是其他类似的地方举办。我们来看一下 organize 这个动词非常重要，就是安排或者是组织。For example, I could say, my office is a mess. I need someone to help me organize my work. 对，因为 I'm not a very organized person.
I'll help you with that.
我真的不是很会组织就是东西的人。Yeah.
I'll help you with that.
I like to be very organized.
Okay.
Okay, so next we also see the word event. E-V-E-N-T. It's a noun and it means a planned occasion. You know, it could be for the public or it can be like something very social as well.
Event 当然就是指活动啦，或者是事件这样子的意思。
And we learned that informal means not formal. So informal event means something that is not formally organized. It doesn't need to have a structure to it to be like, okay, I need to plan it on this day every month.
Informal 当然就是非正式的。So next in the article we read, these communities can then move to spaces meant only for co-working. 接着这些社群会移动到专为这个共同工作打造的空间 be meant for 就是为了什么什么
Yeah. Next, the article says such places exist all over the world、
wow.
with over 700 of them in the U.S. alone.
Okay, yeah, so we can see this word exist.
Exist means to have actual being or to be real.Okay, for example, babies exist because their mothers give birth to them.
Okay, 那如果你想要了解更多有关这个co-working, 其实目前世界各地都有这些空间耶。光是在美国 alone, okay, in the US alone, 就高达了700多个耶。Exist, 当然就是存在的意思。像是 do you believe that ghosts really do exist?
Okay,
so 其实 Tiffany 其实还蛮容易相信就是恐怖的事情。So yeah, don't go and watch a scary movie. Okay, it's now time to go to our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
Okay, so our For You Chat for today is, would you rather work at a co-working space or a regular business office? Please explain your answer.
Definitely at a co-working space.
I agree.
I want to meet all kinds of people. I feel more relaxed, especially with our jobs. We could sort of like, you know, plan our own things. So, yeah, at a regular business office, sometimes there are really strict or kind
of
like traditional
rules.
I know. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, so definitely a co-working space. Maybe at, like, somebody who's cute.
Or, like, you know, sometimes...
Living room.
Yeah, the co-working space can even be, like, a really cool design place. I mean, I think that really helps
inspire.
In your working.
You
get inspired.
Yeah, you get really inspired. And I've seen, like, I actually had a look online. And I've seen, like, really cute, like, living rooms or whatever. It's, like, it's really cool. I would love to work at a really cute living room with like really cute decorations and everything. I don't think I'll get distracted. I'm pretty much like, I mean, you know, us, we actually work anywhere we go. Okay, so yeah, well, that's all the time we have for today. Unfortunately, you guys have a chat about this question. Would you rather work at a co-working space or a regular business office? And explain your answers to each other. Until next time, I'm Laura.
I'm Tiffany.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Co-working, a new way to work. Imagine a cafe full of people, talking, drinking, and listening to music. That's pretty common, right? Now imagine that all those people are really at work. They are busy starting projects, contacting clients, and writing up business plans. This is co-working. Co-working means a shared working place,but with independent activity. Unlike in a regular office, the people who use these spaces usually don't work for the same company. Co-working is largely done by people who work at home, travel often, or do freelance work. They value a shared space that lets them get away from the distractions of working at home. They also enjoy the kind of communityThat co-working provides. Most co-working communities are started by organizing informal co-working events in living rooms, cafes, or other such places. These communities can then move to spaces meant only for co-working. Such places exist all over the world, with over 700 of them in the U.S. alone.
Vocabulary Review. Client. The company is very large and has many clients that it works with. Independent. Evan is independent and prefers to work alone rather than for a company. Value. The father valued every moment he spent with his children. Organize. Let's organize a meeting between all of the employees for this afternoon. Event. The special event attracted a large crowd and raised a lot of money. Exist. Scientists are trying to find out if life exists on Mars.